Voice lessons have really been coming along. I've improved so much, you can't imagine. Although I'm embarrassed to sing on this tape because it does not do justice to one's voice. I miss your singing. I still can't hear Horeni Hashem without thinking, oh, Marge. But I enjoy my lessons a lot, although they're very expensive. I don't know how much longer I can keep them up because I have to start saving and things like that. But I've been writing songs, and especially as I go along, I want to share you the background of a song that I've written, because I can't exactly explain them in a letter. So I'll sing you the song and tell you what prompted me to write it. I haven't written a whole lot, maybe about two or three songs that I really, really like. And especially the most recent one, I think, is one of my best. But you're one friend. Gosh, I can't wait to see you because I know that we're going to be close forever. You're so mature and you're so deep and you're so special to me and I love you so much. I'm thinking, I'm sitting here talking to this machine. It's just a machine, but I know that you're going to be listening and I feel like I'm rambling on. But what I'd like to do now is intersperse this with some music because I know you're one of my fans. I love to play for you. I want to save this last song. I don't know what's so special about it. I guess it's so special because all my friends keep asking me to play it. And I must share for Cheryl's birthday. I did the calligraphy to these words and I put them next under a painting. I don't know, I think I mentioned that. And this is my favorite song, I think. And I'm gonna play that for you now. It's entitled, I Only Feel Tears.